I'd call that a spigot. I suppose it would be a faucet even out there, though, probably.
Okay. And if you were heating water, this is you have, what would you call that?
You mean in the container was heating it?
Uh-huh.
Well, that would be the tea kettle.
Okay. Are there other types of kettles or things you would heat water in? How about a great big thing for maybe...
The boiler?
A boiler?
A wash boiler.
Okay.
You bet. We used a wash boiler when I was a kid. The wash boiler was built, you know, just to the right size where it sat on a wood-burning stove. It would cover two of the holes where you fueled the stove, or two of the lids. And whenever my mother washed, we heated the water in the wash boiler.
Oh, really? That's interesting. What about if you were cooking eggs? If you were... frying them, what would you use?
We'd use a skillet.
Okay.
Probably an iron skillet.
Oh, really? An iron skillet? I see. What about lighting this ranch house? What type of fixtures did you have?
Well, way back, we used kerosene lamps, and that was followed by gasoline lantern, or gasoline lamps. It wasn't a gasoline lantern, it was a gasoline lamp. And we used that up to the time we got the Delco plant, when we had electricity. This 32 volt system, they call it.
Now, did they ever use a name other than kerosene?
Coal oil.
Is that what they?
Coal oil, you bet.
I see. Is that the same thing as kerosene? Or
to me, it would be the same, yes. It would be the same to me.
Now, did they ever have makeshift lamps? I know in the South, sometimes they break off the top of a Coke bottle and fill it with kerosene and then put some sort of wick in it. Did they ever have anything like that here?
Not to my knowledge.
I think in the South they call that a flambeau.
Is that right? I never heard about that.
Okay. Did you ever sleep on the floor in the summertime if it got hot?
Well, we're not. I don't think so. I don't believe. I know the floor is pretty hard.
Are you ever familiar with anything called a pallet?
Well, I know what you're speaking of, but I don't think I ever had any experience with one.
In the wintertime, what were the heavy blankets you may have used? Was there a name for the heavy blankets you...
Well, there was two names. Of course, quilt would be one of them, and we call these heavy blankets a comforter. Did you ever call them that, Mother?
Yeah, I think so.
Comforter?
Probably more often quilts.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard of a sugan?
Yeah.
Maybe you could explain what that is.
Well, that'd be a little difficult for me to do, I'm afraid. A sugan, I don't believe I can help you on that. I mean, I don't know if you'd refer to that as a bedroll or a blanket or... It would sure be one or the other, I would think.
Well, you're ahead of almost everyone else. At least you've heard of one.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah, I sure know. I've heard the term, but I sure
don't. Well, it would have to do with your bed somewhere or another.
So what would you put pillow, the cloth covering over a pillow, what would you call that?
Pillowcase.
Okay. And here in this house, I see you have fluorescent fixtures. What if you had incandescent fixtures, what would you call that? That you would screw in?
Just a light bulb.
Okay, great. Sometimes I guess you wouldn't have had this at the ranch, but there's something that you could watch. You sit in the living room and watch this sometimes. What would that be called? You know, you watch Ed Sullivan or something.
You mean the television, you mean?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Okay. If you're cooking or if your wife's cooking, there may be something she would wear to keep food off of her to stay clean.
The apron.
Okay, are there different types of aprons?
I don't think so.
Well, there